I'm at the John Deere API Integrator Conference and visiting with Robert Witcher. And first of all, Robert, tell me what you do for John Deere.
Sure. I'm a manager of API enablement. And really what that means is we're trying to figure out how to best deliver the APIs to the partner developers that we have. And we have many partners, over 75 partners that we're trying to work with. And whatever we can do to build great APIs, follow best practices, and try to deliver that to our partners, and most importantly, listen to them for feedback. That's what me and my team do at John Deere.
Well, we had several exciting announcements here today, but I think people should understand that, as I've learned, this isn't the start of this type of work you're doing with partners. You've been kind of doing this for a little while now. I mean, some of it in beta, as we like to say, and now we're just kind of seeing this big expansion, I guess.
Yes, we are. What's happened is a few years back we started a very small, it was almost like a user group, and it's grown quite a bit over the years. And the reason why we think we're offering more APIs and that there's more excitement about them is because each year we've taken feedback from the partners and we've tried to incorporate that into new APIs. And we've learned a lot ourselves from when we first started doing APIs to roll them out and make them better quality, more features for the partners. And so we feel like we've got the right mix now to roll these APIs out like products and really treat the partners and the developers like customers so that we can give them good support and listen to what they need and try to deliver that.
You did one of the opening presentations here this morning that I thought the title was interesting, and that is Developers Like Customers, APIs Like Products. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, that's great. Well, I touched on it a little bit, but let me go into a little more detail. APIs like products, when we first were in the API space, we sort of just rolled out an API because some folks wanted it, and we learned because we were new with it, and so did they, and so did our partners. And now they're, over the last few years, in the industry, in the API economy, in the API industry, in the technology industry, in the precision agriculture industry, people are learning best practices about APIs and how do you treat them like products. They're not exactly products, but they're like them. And we want to make sure that when we design them, they're designed with the right quality. They're designed with the end user in mind, which is the partner and developers in this case. And that we deliver them and package them up and deliver them in such a way that they're easy to use, they're flexible, and they have value. Instead of us just kind of talking to a few people, rolling something out, and you know, having some quality problems later and that type of thing. So we're really putting a lot of thought into the APIs as if they were products that we're launching. So that's the product side. And the developer, like customers, is really just when we roll out a John Deere tractor, we really try to treat the customer with the highest respect. With trust for 176 years, we've been trying to build trust with the farmers and with our growers and customers. We're trying to do that exact same thing with the APIs. We don't want to roll it out and say, okay, here it is, and not be behind it 100% of the time to support it, to talk directly, give access directly to the developers and partners, so they can actually call us up or put in a ticket and talk to us and talk to developers to help them do the technical pieces and technical support that they need.
During the day, we kind of broke into two tracks, one more technical-oriented, one more, I guess, business side. I thought it was just kind of interesting that, you know, we had folks that were delving into code downstairs as I looked at it, which is very important in terms of the development of a lot of applications. But at the same time, we had folks more on the business and marketing and other side kind of talking about ideas and ways to do this integration. So, you know, it's really this kind of process takes a lot of different people working together to get to one of these end products.
Absolutely. Well, the reason why we have those two tracks is we found over the years that it works best because most of our partners will have very technical staff that will actually implement or develop some software that will connect to our APIs. So they really want to come here to the conference and get into the nuts and bolts of how does this API work? What exactly am I getting here? What features do I get? And how fast can I get up and running and develop an application? So we, with the technical track, we actually have our architects and developers giving examples of that, and we found from feedback from previous years that the technical folks wanted to see that. On the business track side, a lot of the business owners of the software partner companies or just managers that work there, they want to understand what can we do with this API that can help us build our business. So they're really interested in the business side, what business value can I get out of it, versus the technical implementation. So we just really found that those two, so then when they leave, those two work together well, because when the software partners leave the conference, the business folks and the technical folks can get together, and it's a perfect marriage, we think, for them. That's the feedback we get. So.
Well, I have talked to a number of folks here, and it just seems like you have a kind of a sense of excitement here about the projects that are being worked on and the potential of what can come now with opening up this new web portal, which is, we'll mention it again here, developer.deer.com.
Yeah, we're excited about that. And interestingly, we did what we called a soft launch. So we've had the website out there for about 3 months. And we've actually had, because anybody in the world can go to that site, we've actually had people inquire and send us emails, and it was really nice to get feedback about it. But we got to remind people that we're only at the beginning when it comes to developer.deer.com, because there's an initial user experience that we built that we tried to build based on past feedback from the partners, but the rubber meets the road when they get into the developer.deer.com site and try to experience it for themselves when they're actually trying to connect to the API and figure out how to use it. And so we're only at the beginning, so the feedback that they give us is going to be invaluable.
Well, it looks to me, and as people might hear in the background, you're getting a lot of that feedback here today. Great conference. I'm so glad I got invited to come attend this today. I've learned a whole lot, and I know that, you know, at some point down the road, we're going to be seeing the results of what happened here today out in the field. So here from the John Deere API Integrator Conference, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.